It's November. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
Wow, that was
there
a bunch of robins.
40 robins. That one flew by so close I thought it was going to brush my cheek with its wings. We're standing on a bridge over Boulder Creek, and I think winter finally has decided to come to Boulder, but we still have a little bit of color around. The cottonwoods still have some old gold color in the willows, and they're reflected in the waters of Boulder Creek, so it's a very pretty morning. And we're hoping to see fall birds. So far, our tally has been one Townsend solitaire and a large flock of robins.
The robins are keying in on juniper berries and choke cherries, and even unusual things like poison ivy berries.
Oh, that is wonderful. I'm so excited I can't say the name. I want to say ouzel, but the correct name is actually dipper. Just flew in, and it's dipping up and down in the water right below the bridge, looking for little bug bits in the bottom of the water. And then it hops up on a rock and bobs up and down and up and down. And my goodness, it just went underneath the bridge.
It just took the current down the stream like a little duck.
Oh, what a thrill. The dipper is one of the very few birds that sings in winter, and it's a beautiful, complicated song.
The reason they're singing is to defend the length of stream to secure food resources all winter. And they're eating things like mayfly and caddisfly larvae, worms, and small fish.
Do they eat the New Zealand mud snail?
I bet you they might.
We just saw the white-crowned sparrow fly down.
I like to think of it as a cute little bird wearing a bicycle helmet. Look at all the sparrows just before that little stream crossing. The sparrows really like to feed on the ground and pick up weed and grass seeds, and they'll do this little kicking motion to loosen those seeds from the ground. Here's some juncos in this small shrub just to the right of the willow. Juncos are fun little guys. They're dapper, dressed up in little gray suits with white outer tail feathers. One of the most common birds at bird feeders in the winter.
Juncos are sometimes called snowbirds because they're thought to appear just before the snow. Sure enough, the juncos and the white crowns are all winter visitors. This is the first time I've seen them so far this winter. How about you, Scott?
Exactly. Mixed birds all hanging out together. They use that as a defense against predators because there's more eyes in a mixed flock. The robins are the supreme sentinels, but other really good sentinels are chickadees and jays.
With Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.